to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
If you're dating a Limpopo person, follow them. You guys are taking Gone Wild too wild. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about...
Could never be me. I'm
like, Okay, let me tell you guys.
Hey, guys, the girls see my favorite host with the most, and we're on
Spreading Humor.
Is
What's up, everybody? It's on over to your screens, and welcome to Spreading Humors.
Hey, what up, boys? Man. Sometimes I don't have the royalties to say and shit.
The royalties?
Yes. Evangela, the talking rights. Guys!
What is new?
This is a new week, new thoughts.
What is new?
Oh, nothing new, yes. Same old.
I can't put my finger on it.
I can't. There's something finger that, licking.
Like.
Man.
It's my deja vu. Like, this is deja vu. Look, we're like, Vanna. We didn't arise. We are here.
Literally.
In our new studio. Guys, we have a new studio.
But it's a work in progress, like your relationship, man. We are still going there. We are still getting there, man.
Yep.
We are at Mashabela Studios right now.
Yes.
And as you can see, like, you guys can see the vision.
Yeah, one of the locker.
Yes, Amani Studio. It's a work in progress. Don't bash it, because once it's proper, it will look like the most gorgeous thing ever.
But guys, I want to lie. Hey, man.
What did you do, Easter, guys, actually?
Easter, Limpopo is serious. So that's why if you're dating a Limpopo person, Easter, follow them. So I don't know why. You other provinces don't like embrace it like the same way we embrace holidays. We embrace Easter. We embrace September. We embrace Christmas.
Ne? September. What happens? Oh, Heritage Day.
Yes, because September when I got. For weddings. But here's the thing. So when we are talking about Easter, I always remember when I was growing up. So like Rautaka Easter, Uta Makarapa. Makarapa is when people who work in Jozi and come back home. December. So the problem with being a Karapa is that, like, you can't just come back home and say Kinal Karapa. We must see Urkwanal Karapa. So my uncle did this one mistake one time, because now I was already in Jozi. Last year, this was Easter year last year. So he comes back home before me. This guy comes back at Sherry. The suitcase. I want a suitcase here, like Kojoroi. I comes back there. It's like, I can't get up again.
How?
Ana Maleker. Ana KFC. So here's the rule. And he tells me, calls me, he's like, yo, chief. Up and now I went back home. And I didn't have anything, and they were not happy with me because I came with my bag. The boots or the money, the boots. So they're like, no, man. It's like, bro, come back with something. I'm like, no. My rule is every time KFC.
Yes.
I remember so
in the baguette.
Yeah, how baguette?
Homeless.
Yeah, can you regulate nagger?
I will.
That time, I grew. Kim alumi aga so kinyo komuchi orbon. Mwana wani to dia.
Mwani uwe.
Muko nukareka baguette. Is it so?
Yeah.
Is it true?
I will. Yes.
Wang wang. Kikula. Kaka texting. I couldn't even sleep because Msadua houselin. She wanted to take a piece.
It's for the house.
Maraske mind game of feeling because it's bottomless.
Ah, bottomless. Oh,
bottomless.
That's with the taste that way.
Yes, so kanor non ntshakara bucket ya ka haiba ka se a so e ke fitaka ka ba botsa ke ke tile ke tshori bucket so ka re di bucket gate ba la tsa di bucket gate ka ba ka la kri no one is touching my bucket until my bags are inside. And when you came in, I told them, I just called them, I'm like, you know what guys, today cook pap.
That's all.
Only
ne.
Only.
That is so dope.
And you know what? Just because Easter has ended doesn't mean that, you know, KFC isn't the gifts that keeps on giving, right? So you're running this really cool promotion. All you have to do is buy, scan, and win. Simple. So what I mean by that is you buy, you know, a cute... I was about to say cute little, but it's not little.
Isn't it little?
Bottomless. Husky is KFC. Okay. A cute big bucket. Yeah. And then you scan your little slip and then you win a bottomless bucket for you, your family, your girlfriend, your dog, your cat, whoever.
Whoever.
And enjoy. Simple.
Go for the taste that is giving perfect deals.
I love it when you...
Yeah. It's like I can taste the taste from the day.
Yes.
Well,
but I won't lie. KFC has been clash from like days going. Okay. Like, bon, if
for real.
Because
even as I can't
No.
I went.
Even if they ate before, they would like.
Serious.
I don't know.
Get a bucket.
It's not bucket.
Bottomless.
Well, I'm raw.
Go back home.
And people always think, oh no, it's the big thing, but small things that count.
Yeah.
It's not expensive, but it's big.
Because
oh, lawa hopolor, no, una lika rapale lunga wari kemukoni. Wale hurry up, unseri je KFC. Na pili eva, lawa, ba feel welcomed, kawe, no, no, man. Malumi uskata, ma. Because that's why some makarapas, they don't cry for them.
Nah.
Utileka di beke fel.
Yes, and the KFC I know it from.
And here's the thing. I can work. I can so totally bucket. Wow, wow. Oh no, magala Hawaii. But how do you guys know? How do you know?
Sive, come on.
Sive,
smell.
Baguette.
New week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
Guys, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. AI is getting so scary. So I think it was last week. I don't know why I didn't speak about this last week. But anyway, last week I'm going through my DMs, right? And then there's this one DM, right? You know, like how, I don't know if it's my DMs, but I don't know. I think you guys will get it. With some pictures, before like you open the picture, it goes, this image may be blurry because of explicit what. So I'm like, what is this? Why? Because you're a pup. So I open the picture. Why is it a picture of me naked? So it's like, I know the picture because I've taken the picture. So it's like a bikini picture, but someone edited it to the point where like, you can see a coochie, but I know it's not my coochie because I'm looking at it and I'm like, that is not my coochie.
Well, it's about how?
Yeah. And then the titties are obviously out. I'm looking at the titties and I'm like, man, these aren't my titties. What the heck is going on? So there's a message above the picture and then it goes, hey, there's some... Twitter account on Twitter that's posting like, I don't know, AI made images of like well-known girlies, but they're naked. So I'm like, fuck, who and why would do this? So then I go through, like, I go to Twitter, then I go through the thingy. Yeah. And then there's a picture of Waffles there. Her titties are out. I'm like, this is horrible. That is AI. I don't know. In certain, there are some times and certain situations where it is a great tool and it helps. Maybe with kids when they have to do schoolwork or with like big companies, like tech companies. I don't know. But I feel like it is just getting too out of hand because why are we now editing people's bikini pictures and turning them into like nude pictures?
I feel like,
I mean, this is
maybe
like
that
Spider-Man
page
though.
Is like for Spider-Man.
Yeah, with great power comes great responsibility. So basically, AI can do almost everything right now.
True.
So now people are also taking it to like stupid things.
Yeah.
So instead of using it in a responsible manner, yeah. you guys are doing it to like, like show private parts about. Of which AI was never intended to do such things.
Sure.
Sometimes they even make videos. I remember Duke Dennis was hacked and was hacked because there was a video of Duke Dennis and LeBron James dancing together, and Duke Dennis was the girl. He was like gay.
Yeah.
So he was so hacked about that. They did a whole video when he said, "Daddy," it was not the one. You get me? And I get what you're saying, but it's like such information. Are hiding everyone? It's out there. And I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry that you experienced that.
I don't know. I just feel like maybe that page is like for perverts. Like
for sure, dude.
It's a page for people who want to see these celebrities naked. They want to see these people. Yeah, you know. So to them, it's like, yeah, this is our page. We'll go, I don't know, jack off to yonder. You know, weird ass shit. It's just, ugh, man.
Whoever made that page, you're sick, you're disgusting, and you're nasty. But God's gonna deal with
and
you.
Tell me what's in Thomas Van.
Tell
me what's a girl.
You know, we always think like every time things on the internet happen, we always think it's gents. We always think it's like big men. Sometimes we create a lot. That's the truth.
True.
I always told you before.
Your friend was bored. That's
Ah, bored. Oh, never bored. Yeah, it makes you timing.
Ne.
Get a mukreo.
Ne,
yes, because I remember I saw, I don't know if I should say, but like I saw a freshman maybe posted something, waffles, when she said things about like, I forgot, because the thing
the whole PC situation.
Yeah, the whole PC situation. Yeah. So I wanted to screenshot that thing, ne? But I screenshotted another thing, but it was her close friends.
How?
Yes. I don't know. I forgot because now I was more
focused.
I kid you not, guys. I don't know. I might be the only one who knows this information because even on Fresh Mac, it's gone. So I don't think a guy was the one who was taking
it. So that's probably a god.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think, in my head, Uncle Waffle's close friends is not full of gents. In my head. You get me? The dominant number has to be female. So that's why I'm telling you guys. Or sometimes you guys think people who hate you don't know you. People who hate you and are very far, sometimes they're just here.
In your close friends.
Yes.
In front of you.
That's
bro.
Because
how the fuck do we get to see, Uncle Waffle's close friends? The same thing with you. You are assuming, or no, it's a pervert. You find out it's a hand who wants to just demolish your brand.
Damn, bro. You actually
and
something.
The attractor, the pervert.
People are sick, hey?
You are gross.
People are sick, sick, sick. But that would. That was and is on my mind.
Ew. So how did that affect you, mentally?
Cry?
Because we know how you are when it comes to like mental health and
did it affect you mentally?
And you are a mental.
Not you guys acting soft.
No, I'm soft.
Well, sure. My heart sank. Why are there tears coming out of your eyes?
No.
It looks like there's tears coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah,
no,
a bluish.
Yeah, strong boy.
What? My heart sank because I was like, oh my gosh, what the actual fuck? Why would someone do this? And then the first thing I did was call my mom, obviously. And I was like, dude, someone did this. And the first thing she said was, what the fuck? Rightfully so. And yeah, she
also,
told
but you don't want to say what the fuck on the show, but your mom says that.
Yeah.
Okay. Respect.
Respect, exactly. Mm. And then we spoke about it and she was like, whoever did this is sick.
Mm.
And yeah, she was like, I don't know, should we sue them? What should we do?
Ay, and it's suing ya Luna. Ay.
Another
level.
Because she might get it because she's just trying to protect her baby.
Yeah.
Shame, man. She was like, what should we do? She has a friend who works in IT, so she was like, oh, should this specific person, like, try find the person? Like, how do you want me to handle the situation as your mom? And in that point, I was like, yo, I don't know. I don't know what we should do. And she was like, okay, cool. Go on Twitter again and see if that account is still there. Because I know Elon, like, wouldn't allow, you know, like, nude pictures. And I was like, dude,
sorry?
Are you sure? Because these days, Twitter's quite dirty and
they
stuff.
They could show what was happening because then Zoom.
Really?
Exactly.
So what is that? What are naked girls?
True.
Really?
True. So I went on Twitter again. I refreshed. It wasn't there anymore. So I was like, okay, cool. It's not there anymore. And then she was like, do you still want us to find the person? I was like, no, because I don't really want drama in my life. So thank God that it's gone. I just hope that it never happens again. Mm. But if it does, best believe my mommy will deal with you, whoever you are.
Yo, I want to work hard so that my, like my son or my daughter must know I can. I have an IT
guy. Connection. Apa nyole
nka bo jabo makare ma. Ba postile le reto la hang. O to ke ma wa na yo wa. Ke la ha o ka nida. O wa le ka. Le bo ye jor lutu ya. No, I'm sorry. Like my mom. No, ma, Elon would be to Shavara. Elon came on.
Would she really cry?
No, she wouldn't cry. She would laugh like the same way Simon laughed. Yeah. So my mom wouldn't have. So no, okay, anyways, in San Elector 300. Come on, get on. Like, you know, so it's so funny that, like, we chill and sit with people who I know many of us in this room, if we were to tell our parents or even our siblings, or yo, I'm going through such a thing, ne? They won't do anything.
Yeah.
You know what about Avalinchi? Never take more. You know, in fact, they will grab me.
I don't know how my mom would react, honestly. My mom would just be like, yo, sima. Just like, tinale bawo.
Exactly, my mom.
Smakate. Like, she would just be calling all of Jesus' names. And she won't do anything. She'll just be like, yo, asana, funeki zamucinywa.
Yeah.
Jali, as she has.
And let's pray about it. Our mom. Like, let's pray about it.
You know what?
You know, so it's so funny when you're with people like Abu Yanda, they're like, yo, I know an IT guy. You know,
no, because sue him for real. Because you sick weirdo, man or woman, they, them, whatever you identify as, you're sick.
Doesn't matter what you identify as, you are a sicko.
Yes, pedophile. Anyway, yeah. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is our tour, bro. Woo-hoo! Like, our tour is insane, man. But can I just say this, ne? And this is a disclaimer to everyone on the network that moves with us. Guys, you guys are taking, and this is not for you guys, this is for us inside.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are taking Gone Wild too well.
Too much. They're taking it literally.
You're saying for the ones inside.
Yeah, I'm talking about
like
us.
Like host and crew.
I'm talking about you.
Hi.
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about...
Could never be me.
Bro, I don't want to... Yanda, yes. Protect yourself. Sometimes you have to protect yourself.
Nah.
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
But when I say you also, please, I have a reason why I'm saying Sima. I have a reason why I'm saying
Sima.
Okay, let me tell you guys. So, Durban was nice, ne? We enjoyed Durban. So, we're at Durban. We're like, you know what, guys? Damn, man. Well, of course, our second location was not a secret. We went to what? Youth Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone was there. The vibes are nice. As Pua played a nice set. Jason played a nice set.
That set was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You're just talking about the second day, right?
Yeah. After the show. Mm-hmm. Immediately after the show. I'm only talking about that. Okay. Sima, you're not safe, bro. You're only safe because you're not saying shit to me. I'm talking to the people who think they are safe.
Okay.
You know, you are only safe because you are humble. that's you are only because now you said something, I was gonna say something about you, bro. I have anything about everyone.
But
here.
Now since you said that, now I don't want you to look bad in the public. But Usima, when don't tell
no problem.
Thank you.
I'll come.
Okay.
So sharp.
Because I'm feeling like him. Yeah.
So we are at Youth Cafe, bro. Everyone is having the time of their life.
Uh-huh.
Bro, tell me why. Tell me why. Guys, me, I think let's go to leave, man. When I'm trying to get toilet 10 times.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Now that I'm thinking. Now that I'm. Yanda went to toilet 10 times at Youth Cafe. You guys don't realize. She only went there because we had already planned the failure. You guys don't know. And I'm telling you. So Yanda was going to the toilet. I'm going to get some man. So leave a tap. Wing. So the final option, go, no. Unfortunately, you are vibing with it. Bro, I didn't mind going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I was chilled. You know, mm. I'm chilled. We vibe with our buses. We go to leave.
Yeah.
Like, leave their bed. Gong, gong, gong. Yeah. I don't know if I should say. So, this other bros, they escort us. They were vibing with like a venue or a security line. Okay. They escort us to the leave location. When we get there. So number one, that's why I'm saying everyone in this room is not safe. You are only safe because you are humble. But dude, even though you are humble. So our buses are we get out of our bus, we are peeling Likompo.
Yeah.
Everyone is hard. Everyone.
Yeah.
Dude, no, I want my baby. Dude was crashing out because he wasn't
was losing
like
it.
A manaka. So I know dude is crashing out by you see the windows. Ne? There's lights there car young the better colour the bus. He's like, oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. I'm like, eh, what did I do to kick in time? I'm wondering, what is this? I'm curious now. Why is Dudu crashing? I'm like, let me go next to the bus. Oh, shit. Ooh. It's my mom. She wants something. So, Dudu, I go to the bus. No, my vape, silly, you know. How I'm close to my vape. I'm like, you know what? Dudu, I respect you so much. Guys, find this vape. I leave. I think I tell now. I'm like, no. Listen, you have to bounce.
Mm.
Now we bounce, we get inside. Wing! One. Wing! So now we are getting inside the leave, ne?
Mm.
So guys, tell me, ne? We go inside and empty. And this is an apology to leave also. So that they don't take us as bad people. Go inside the section. You're spreading humans. Oh! We are being announced. Let me feel or no, man. No, camera waka kema ki yanda. Baby, you want to chase out? Yeah. Kama pili haka kema. Kisima, simale, no, sana, no, take the makeup. Bro, we are with other people. We get inside the section. 10 minutes after, no alcohol. So, Khabu, Shane, Tato, Tibla realize the situation more at clock. Guys, do you see how this table is at least in our cup? Our table was like this.
Nothing.
Worst part with an ice bucket.
Yes, that's over one.
So, Yanda now, because she's the one who said, everyone must come to leave. See, no terrible guy.
You're lying!
No, no, listen. Yo, Jason. Jason, two bottles. Jason, one. Not champagne. I don't mind the egg.
Guys, it's lying.
Guys, this the last Yanda of drinking champagne went down that day. So Jason comes to me, he's like, oh, because Yanda is pressurizing him. Linda, I'm pressurizing. So now.
You came to me and you were like, Yanda, you know what, ne? let's split the cost. You pay this amount, I pay this amount. I said, okay, cool, that's fine. After that, when you're
so I want to tell you why you're malay. So this is, I want to tell
don't
you.
Lie.
No, you're right, you're not lying. So this is why, ne? I tell Yanda that. So Jason comes to me, because Jason runs syndicates. Ne? He comes to me, he's like, Poison, let me tell you. You're not buying anything. Why, Jason? I can split with you even. The same story I tell Jason. I'm like, I can split with you. Go 50-50. He's like, no, boys. I'm buying you one shot of Jaeger and double shot of Jaeger and Red Bull. I'm like, serious? Yeah. He gives me a glass. I go to Yanda. I'm like, Yanda. That's what he said. Find a place. Apparently, Vinny was there.
Vinny was there.
Yeah, she didn't go to Vinny.
I went to my man.
So,
no, you see, now we have to cut that part out.
Okay, no, it's fine. So,
yeah. Can we just add a toot?
No, but no, please, no, just cut it out, bro. No one will get it. So now it's fine. Here's where I realized we're mocking Almatata. I went with my glass here, Jägermeister Sima. I'm okay. The people who made us to go to leave, who escorted us, apparently our whole section was supposed to join them. And like we were supposed to drink with them.
With them.
So the sparkles came on at the receipt.
Oh, yee, guys.
Bring. Luckily, I was with Yahoo boys.
Nature boys.
Yeah, you know,
419 boys.
19. So now, apart from that, I was looking for my vape head. I was losing my mind. I'm like, hell no.
First, we had to go to the garage and turn for Dudu so we can go get her a vape. I was ngangaring. I'm like, please come
so
in with
why,
me.
Why when you guys are drunk like vape, ili takatakancha so. Well, just, I used to do that.
It enhances.
Like, inali.
That I can always hide behind the helping me.
Yeah,
but yeah, for me,
that was a mess. I feel like Liv was a mess.
Yeah, also, you know what I didn't like, ne? My main thing at Liv, I didn't like the way Yanda was too concerned. Like, I didn't like that. I don't think a female should go around in the club. As much as you spoke around to people that we, like, you know. You spoke to me, you spoke to Jason. Excuse me? You spoke to... Well, I don't think
you why didn't you even tell me, like, doc, we were going to Kazata?
You worried about harm. You weren't worried about vape.
No. I was worried about it, ne? I only realized after when I was like, okay, guys, what's the alcohol? Who the lang? I only realized
good
after.
Morning. And yes, you know what happened? I was about to call you. Mr. Thing Yagbisa. Elvira Fig. Yanda. We are cook. Nah, baby, what you drinking, baby? What you drinking? I'm gonna buy you Ace. I'm gonna buy you 2 bottles of Ace. Now, who am I
thinking?
Yeah, this is why things get interesting. Azile, don't worry.
I'm thinking of who? My family back at the empty section. With you know, man. Le Ace. So now I'm like, you're gonna buy us Ace. No, please also make sure to buy a what? A bottle of Viega for Uban Uzile. Nah, baby, don't worry. I got you. LV, wherever you are, we're still waiting for those two bottles of days and that bottle of Vega.
So here's the thing. Sure. The funny part, the waiter keeps on coming. Guys. So he stopped from, he started with speaking and telling us an order to a point that now he came and says, how do I say this? So I'm like, there's a girl. There's a pretty girl running around in here. Go to that pretty girl. So, you know, so, guys, I won't lie, Liv was so funny. So now, I don't know. Guys, when they say people are with the hurry ups, I was the first time experiencing it. Because I was with this Nigerian guys. Bro, we didn't speak to each other, dudu. They kept on saying, yo, my nigga.
Yeah. How far?
No. So I'm thinking, they're thinking Rihanna is my person or the girls here are my person. Yeah. They're thinking I'm going to plug them. I'm like, nah, get it safe. So now, this is what pissed me off. And because it pissed me off because my idea didn't work. So they gave me Habli. And I was like, you guys don't have Habli? They're like, don't worry. Buy it. They buy Habli. I'm smoking. Jason comes. He's like. So this is what bored me, ne? I said, I don't know this guy. They said, I don't mind. I said, I don't know Jason. After he took the hand, I'm like, Jason is my guy. guys, Devon for me was nice.
I feel like the only issue with Liv is a fantastic club. Our problem was lack of communication and lack of planning. Yes. I feel like if we had... lack of planning. I feel like if maybe 3 of us had said, guys, let's take out maybe, I don't know, 500 each or something. I don't know any amounts. Then we could have gotten our something, alcohol at Sabarai.
I feel like it was more of like, we got to be really sabotaged in a way. And also, we are at the corner. Because now, we are thinking, everything is sorted by the time we go there. Until we realize, she's in the bed.
Exactly.
That's because also, there were certain people who promised you things. Ne?
Guys, now LV, when I catch you, you can't pick up someone from the floor and promise them alcohol.
Bro, I tell Yanda, I'm like, Yanda, bro, you're so pretty for you to be worrying about this. Why, yeah? Now don't worry. Now these girls, now I don't know them. Like Shirma Yahoo boys. Leave. This is what exactly I told you. I remember.
Literally.
I'm like, leave. And bro, you won't even take 10 minutes and finding a section or where you want to chill. Just stop worrying about those things. It's not attractive.
After that, I went to... Pelagan Charlie move.
Yeah, but yeah. Guys, buy your tickets. Maybe you might be one of the people who experienced this.
Yay.
But this time we'll buy alcohol.
Yeah. No, this time, Rora Kamabiala, Roba on honest.
Yeah. Cape Town, we are coming. Or we are there.
We're there,
actually.
Hopefully.
How?
No, hopefully. Like, second location here to Iran.
I mean, second location. I think I'm good, guys.
I mean, second location, yangen. It third, miss me.
First is the show.
Yes.
Second location.
It's a must.
If third, we happy.
Besitis here live. Can go.
I happy non bon non bulale guys.
Same. No, no.
Oh, the pump and it clap in the funin togo yeah, vape. Guys, I was doing it's so dark. I couldn't see anything, but I found it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find this. And I found it and I lost it again. You know what?
Can I ask?
I am like, I'm actually like quite done.
Guys, why? And here's the thing, guys. Now I've mastered you guys in terms of crashing out. Né? You guys crash out, especially the females. I'm talking to the females now. You guys crash out, bro. Like, and when you crash out,
these two.
But I didn't even bother anyone, though.
That's the thing. Cap.
I got the Yanda, you already standing there by the couch. Supposed to drive a lapayan. Sharp. Again, I mean, I'm not Thomasana. I went go white. Yeah, I got him with that girl. All I was straight back. That was sitting straight with us from from News Cafe.
My friend.
I don't wanna say, man. That cute one.
We don't know.
Cute.
We don't know her.
Oh
yes, Ole.
Mutwamutu.
Yeah.
So,
So we got inside. You guys were already standing there. Waban. And then I didn't realize that I lost my head.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm busy. I'm standing there with you guys. It's vibes. It's vibes. Let's go look for that thing.
Oh.
She's like, oh, okay. I didn't bother anyone. I just pulled that girl. And she's like, let's go.
And I always say, Sima has bodyguards. And
you guys, everywhere she goes.
Everywhere she, bro, I know even in Cape Town, she's going to have sevens. Bro.
Yo.
The bad class.
No, for sure.
And guys, here's the thing. There's a supporter. Someone's like, I appreciate you. Mm. There's someone who says born. If I got better, I'm going to like, send me when I run away. Like, tell my kids I love them. Come moving and go. And the bomb, yeah. See, my house, those type of people at night, bro. It's crazy.
No, for sure.
Like, what do you tell them?
Nothing. They just come and I just have a good time.
Nah.
Guys.
What's on your mind, bro?
On my mind?
I was just degrading my day.
But honestly, guys, Durban was amazing.
Nah, Durban was crazy.
How are you going to top that out?
I wonder.
You can. I feel like Cape Town.
Really?
Whoa! Kapstati!
I don't know. I don't enjoy Cape Town like that. Sorry?
Allegedly, our accommodation.
Yeah.
Give me better fellows.
Absolutely no ways.
Get camp.
Hey, like.
No, it's fine, guys.
No, we're going to do nipple yama.
I swear, guys, he's lying.
I'm lying.
But anyway,
he's lying. Silele gupi teben. Silele gupi teben.
You don't appreciate, Yanda.
I do appreciate.
But it wasn't terrible, though. It was very cold, yes, but it wasn't terrible.
But as long as it's slele,
yes.
As long as we had a place
no,
like
that. Sasha, no Queen Elizabeth.
Yes,
you know what?
You were stuck in the lift.
Yes, for like 3 minutes. It just went blank. Oh my God.
Huh? The fact
were you alone?
No, I was with.
No, the fact that you think you were stuck. No, you were not.
What happened?
That's how it works. After 3 minutes.
No, dude, yeah. It literally paused. It didn't move.
Get it back at Jason again.
I do so.
Exactly.
Do so, works for Jason.
Do so.
Then Jason works for Mac. Like, it's he has
it's
an
a
agent.
Hierarchy.
Bro, Jason is the first person I saw who has an agency under an agency.
Like an umbrella company.
Yeah, our was umbrella raincoat. You think this person gets wet, can't you know?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind, guys? Oh, you need guys. Shandy.
Oh, but I'm a superstar, Gavan.
Shame. I saw you even made a video. Like, I'm sure you felt so bad.
Yeah, I was like, because I get that.
So they were just asking her, what does Lekompo mean to you as an artist?
What did they ask her at a radio station?
Yes, radio station. Okay. Twane radio station. So they're asking her questions. You know, it's a normal interview. There's a guy and a girl. And yeah.
Yeah.
So they're asking her questions. So she seemed to not understand. And she seemed very nervous. So like her body language, you could tell. Like when she asked her, okay, so what do you think? What does Lekompo mean to you? And then she's like, did you hear the question that you asked me? Or,
do you understand it? I don't understand it.
Yeah, but Ati, no, I think you're not the one. You're the one that's not understanding. Wabon. Ati, so, tell it. And then she spoke in wabon, her language, sharp. And then she's like her facial, I think everyone was pissed off at the facial expressions.
Yeah.
You know, because she looked very like annoyed. It's like, can I just get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I don't know if she was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, when you're nervous, you're like, shh. Like, so I think maybe she was very overwhelmed and she didn't understand most of the things that lady was saying. So for me, she held it down.
Good for
that
her.
Girl held it down.
The interview
down. She was, yes.
Yeah, the
she held it down. She was smiling the whole time. She was not even, she didn't feel, you know, like, okay, you know what? It's fine. She even was like, okay, let me try, you know, not dumb it down, but like say it in our language. Yeah.
How you would understand.
So sharp. Now people are crushing her. People are saying she's rude. She's mean. She has an attitude. If there's better ways for you to say you don't understand, you know, you don't have to make facial expressions like that, blah, 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 blah. And then there's others who are like, guys, first and foremost, people react differently when they're nervous. Mm. People react differently when they have anxiety. So, you know, when you're being asked something, that's how her face was. She was just like, what? I don't know what's, you know. But I don't want to lie. The faces did kind of like look weird. It was like, girl, you know, but I understood where she was coming from. For me personally,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, how you guys saw it. I don't know.
I mean, you're right, Sima. This goes to like also you. Like sometimes it's like, sometimes people take fear and confuse it with arrogance. Mm. Like I remember this one time I went out, né? Mm-hmm. Bro, I went to a group of people sitting down on a table. Like I'm talking about 8 people.
Mm.
I can tell her everyone stopped talking and looked at me. Mm. I went there and I left same time. Mm. I was like, just, you know, the attention didn't land well to me. I was like, hey, let me just.
But
now, yes, now it's like, it can easily appear as I was zilo rude. Why asa lule arumeni shadula le renawa. But with Jani, I feel like she was trying to protect herself. And
she went in defense mode.
Yes.
She went in defense mode.
She went into defense mode instead of like, let me try to like, get this person. Yeah. Instead, because here's the thing. That question was straightforward, bro.
True.
Can I be honest? The question was straightforward, just that she didn't get it. So that's why she's like, are you understanding yourself or am I not understanding?
Yeah.
That can easily be taken as being rude.
Yeah.
And I don't think her intention, because here's the thing. We all know if you have an interview, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And some interviewers just want to articulate themselves. Even though I've met interviewers by Lord Rabbi Lala Spade, this straight. Because of the image they want to contain, they want to keep, they'll speak with you English.
Yeah.
Because it's my brand.
And also, guys, English is the most, understanding English. Everyone understands English.
Yeah.
To understand. I don't want to say everyone because there's some people really.
Rather say most.
Most people understand. Yeah, sure. And you read, guys. So really, you can't. Yeah, but. We don't understand speed, some of us. Yeah. You understand?
And so it'll be like,
yeah, but and there's no subtitles, there's no nothing. You radio. You understand? So she had to stick to English. But also everyone heard the question. So she's like, okay, tell it.
Let me.
Yeah, but so now we understand, but she's trying to, you know, there's no subtitles, they radio. So I don't know, man. It was terrible. Mm.
I feel like Love Shandy Baby, there perhaps could have been a better way to go about the situation. Because a few weeks ago, or was it 2 weeks ago? I'm not too quite sure. We interviewed Uchaibi.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I can only interview in English, right? Because I don't know why. That's the language I'm most comfortable in. I can maybe make jokes in vernac, but I can only interview in English. So I asked him questions in English. And then he asked in his own language, hey man, do you mind maybe like speaking in my language or can Zilia translate? And the way in which he asked was like really nice. Mm. He even laughed about it. We made a joke about it. And he asked really kindly.
Mm.
So I don't know. It doesn't take a lot to be kind.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe she could have said, hey, do you mind translating? So on and so forth.
Ooh.
And yeah, things could have gone better.
Or maybe also she didn't want to look dumb. I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe she's like, if I ask Ugutiba, you know. Because she kept looking back, like for someone to ask for her. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she kept looking back, like, you know, she was so nervous.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if she could, if maybe her management saw her body language and they're like, okay, guys, go paribu wenka,
speak or something.
Yeah. Because I understand, or someone is gonna, and someone is gonna translate for her on the side. Yeah, born. Yeah, or she could have said, yo, guys, man, whoa,
yeah.
I don't understand.
I know you're on
guys.
Radio.
And make a whole joke about it. Please.
Yeah, and then we laugh about it. Or and leave.
Because also that English was, that girl speaks nice, proper English. Yes.
She's very professional with her job.
2 minutes in her talk,
that girl is
going to
go
for
shame.
So,
honestly.
You know, also, Tribe was, yeah, Tribe was also there, ne?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the first question, I would share Tribe, that would, which is like English. And now you laugh about it, ne? I mean, alkhono no, which is like a spedinyana. So, and now we get the same way you guys laugh, ne? Sima's gonna try. So, what I'm trying to say, do you understand?
Yeah,
do you understand?
Over neck or something. Yeah,
so
yeah.
He, the first thing that Tribe did was say, whoa, I saw
Saint Luke.
Yeah, no, he made sure that he tells the interviewer, nah, that's why his interview didn't trend. His interview didn't know. And also people liked, I know there's a lot of takes about Tribe's interview on our show. But if you check, yeah, because of KHLO and him fighting.
Oh, yeah.
So, but like, no one complained about it being an S show.
You get what? Oh, S show.
Yeah, an S show. Because everyone got the best side. They understood in English. He was comfortable. He said whatever. But I feel like, you're right, Sima. I feel like she was supposed to say, you know what, guys, English, even in my video that I did on TV, I'm like, Nakita mo Josie because I understand the English.
Yeah.
And I was not ashamed of it. It's not a matter of like, even if you have like gang hits, when you don't know something, you don't know. The power of being a superstar is when you don't know how to do something and ask.
Yeah.
And it's not embarrassing to ask. I feel like it's embarrassing to pretend like you know what's going on. Because then now you really look dumb.
But one thing I didn't like from that is that like I feel like a lot of hate was unnecessary. We gotta be about me image. Like we all make such mistakes, Sima.
True.
I understand, eh? I think also the only thing really, honestly, that triggered the people was the rolling of the eyes, the facial expressions, like Oring or, and then she was, there was a point where she was like, Aring. Like, she was like, so like, her face is like, so, you know.
I think
so it looked like, girl, calm down. You know, that's how it looked. With other people.
No.
But I understood that this girl's probably nervous. She doesn't know what to do.
Or frustrated by the fact that, maybe she didn't understand. So it's a thing of, I'm frustrated because I don't understand what's going on.
And my management is not helping me. I keep turning,
And worse, it's live. So people are expecting an answer.
Yeah.
But the person that's supposed to be answering the question doesn't really understand the question.
And also, I watched the full episode, by the way. So I watched the full episode because I wanted to like have a...
Understand.
So the first half of the interview, it was her and the girl.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like a point whereby the girl stopped. The one who can interview, one who articulates herself well. She stopped. The last, second half, it was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was speaking in Benek a lot.
Okay.
He was making things easier, proper, and the interview was proper after that.
Okay,
so sometimes I don't know, man. Sometimes it's that big English, chusha English. And I think one thing that you are saying, and I'm realizing, is they're live. One of the factors,
it's live.
Sorry, they're like, I don't think live on air affects everyone like that. We don't feel it, but the live, yeah, TikTok, because I once went there. What they do, they put a YouTube video here, they put another one, they put a live here. So, and I understand. I think the live was the one that pressured, and also it was supposed to be handled way better. But come to us,
and also, guys. She apologized. Let's put that out there. She apologized about it.
Yes.
She said, if it looked like that, it was not my intention. I didn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
I just couldn't understand what was happening. I don't know. She spoke a lot of baby, so I didn't really. But she did apologize. Thank you.
And we love a
leave her alone.
So
that can take accountability.
Tone it down. Elurunyo gore management ya ona le ntongo ba re ke earpiece.
Thank you. Oh yes, even better.
Yeah. Even said Gulliver head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So if like maybe question new earpiece mo. Then Mimi tabulela are. But what are we going to do?
Okay. Yeah, nice. Must come shiny.
I feel like it would be a great show. Yeah. And then Tribe performs maybe Maburna. I don't know. Hopefully.
Maburna.
Mm.
Oh, Maburna.
Maburna. I'm catching on to the lingo.
Maburna.
What's my do about Chakamuka?
Anyway, what's on your mind, Yadaki?
Before I say what's on my mind, I have a really great offer for all the Bentwizies out there. Stand a chance to win a guaranteed share of 3 million rand in cash. KY, wanna win 3 million in cash, Mara.
Sweet loof, Ampur.
Monopoly.
Ampur. Straight into your Hollywood Bets account and ready to withdraw from Tuesday, the 1st of April to Tuesday, the 29th of April, 2025. The Spina Zonke jackpot race is on. Here's how to get in on it. Spin for just 2 rand or more between 8:30 and... I'm not really good with time. I think 22:30 is 10:30, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They never taught me that time in school. Play every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday to qualify. The more you spend, the better your chances. Use promo code MACG and join the race. Links in the comments. Don't miss your shot. And as per usual, 18 plus only, T's and C's apply. Am I really the only one that doesn't know like 23, 30, I 22?
It's not. My mother beat it in me.
Really?
It's with time. When it came to time.
Really?
Baba, bro. Oh yes, you see my dumb? I must have 3:30. I took out this dumb and I'm done. What's that done? It's gone. My mother used to.
Yeah,
like,
you're
that's
realizing,
how I learned time. Like,
you're realizing you're becoming your mother, ne?
Ah, really?
No, yeah, you are realizing that, ne?
Really?
Because that's how you chica us.
I feel tech with your father, man. No, for real. See, my when it's cold.
Yo, and when she's hungry.
Yo.
Yo, you don't want hair there.
You're fuck, man, lambile.
So naked. Hey. Oh, we're ganging up on Sima now.
We're not ganging up, but this is who you are, and we love you like this. We don't
want you to change.
What's on your mind? What's on my mind? So I have some, let me tell you. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of spending way too much on data.
Same.
But thank goodness to Capitech Connect, just make life way easier. They are new reduced data bundles. And when I say they are very, very affordable. I really mean really affordable.
Uh-huh.
It's the same fast, reliable network. No drama. No, you have run out of data message halfway through a TikTok binge. You imagine you're watching a TikTok video and this. So if you are trying to save while staying connected, get Capitec Connect SIM in branch and recharge on the Capitec app. No catch, just smooth connection with Capitec Connect. I actually have the SIM card, funny enough. I do have the SIM card, man. Like, you just get it to the branch and you tell them, you know what, I want to get a SIM card at Capitec. And it's like small. In a little bit taking another, and the data seamless. And because you are traveling on the road across the data, Villa Hotspot me, but
and Capitec has really good data. What is it called? Data deals, hey. Like spending a lot on data is you are.
Yeah.
Mega man, let's all switch and save.
Yes.
Switch and save.
That was actually so good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's on your minds.
No. Another thing. So, guys, I was scrolling on Twitter. Izolo. Nangititlan. Bavileba T. Wesley Samuels is facing fraud charges over Iposh.
We will be there. I'm joking.
Because we hate in advance.
No, I just saw
also,
that.
Also, speaking on that, guys, people on Twitter are trolls, hey?
Mal.
Yes.
But now they're coming to TikTok now.
They're migrating. They've migrated. No, for real. So if you guys don't know Buhle Samuels out there, she is an actress and former Muvhango star, right? So allegedly, she is reportedly facing fraud and forgery charges related to a luxury Porsche SUV she once showcased on social media as a birthday gift to herself. Damn. Buhle, Known for her opulent lifestyle, recently appeared in the Alexandra Magistrates Court, where she stands accused.
Nah, not even a rent back.
Wena, Alex.
Not even back. I'm not even a rent back. I'm not even a rent back. I'm not
even
a rent. So it says where she stands accused of falsifying company documents and forging signatures to acquire the high-end vehicle. The Porsche in question was posted in an Instagram post in August 2024, where the actress captioned the post, "Early birthday present from me to me," implying it was a personal purchase. Authorities have since seized the vehicle. Yo, angshake sword. Angshake. Ay, we, nasing mangelu kuthi habay seize ile bayithathile vele nyanyan. Which is now being held as evidence while investigations continue. Yeah, now uti the allegations are false, but hey, according to the news, by Ted.
But I know the allegations are false.
Marabai Tete.
Arthur Nere Snap. Kara posha tur for rock.
Well, I think yes. Nah. We'd like to see that.
Yeah. Actually.
Because she never took that picture for sure. So I born and we lured the.
Did she ever like take videos like inside the car?
Yeah. I don't know because I don't really follow her. Mm. But I saw on Twitter that there was a video of her at the dealership.
Yes.
So she was holding she was holding red roses, and then you know how they do at a dealership, they like take the whatever that thing is called, the veil.
Uh-huh.
They took that thing off, and then the caption was birthday what from me to me, but from charges.
What do you think?
Do you know how hectic fraud is? Sure. Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm not one to talk. I'm really not one to talk because I fainted for a cam. If not a fake, so really, I have no say.
Your fainting was fraud.
You know. I had practiced that. That was supposed to be good.
Okay.
So what happened?
Ah, man. I don't know. No, but it's just, it's terrible, man. Like the things that people do for social media, you know, it's just crazy. Like it's insane. Like uzama maybe ebeza muspite ndoda ne aza kubonisa wena usithengele Porsche. What if from me to me?
You're spitting. You're speaking.
There's
a lot of females who are watching this that men promised them a lot of things and they didn't
follow up
or acquire, and they end up, you know what, I can do this without you.
Yeah, with or without you, to learn way.
To learn way and learn. So like and it's not. Yeah, Nasima, you're right.
No, I'm not biting the I'm bonus.
But I can't. To be honest, I can't say shit. I'm not gonna push. At least I want to get lucky, rating yana. I want. At least now we rage, you know? But in terms of fraud, I don't know. I don't like the fact that she said the allegations are false, you know?
My thing is...
Because what if they are false?
Ish.
Yeah.
But what if game out on Nyan?
What does that mean?
Real fraud. For real.
Then she's frauding herself,
bro. That is insane. Like, imagine all of that just because of social media.
I wonder why she did it. Because maybe it's not for social media. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, by the way, when you post something...
Girl, it's for social media.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, she bought roses like for herself. She
like, it doesn't matter, bro.
Wa popi champagne, wa yenza londo for herself, for Indoni social media.
It doesn't matter.
Bush SMLs. Porsche.
I was going to say, okay, you guys have added a very valuable point. I had formulated an idea in my mind. I was like, maybe, you know, sometimes you take a call home to show your mama with your mama saying tengi Porsche, so your mama's proud, they're happy, tears of joy, so on and so forth. Maybe she wanted that moment too. But now that you guys are saying once you post something on social media, then you were genuinely doing it for.
Then she could have went to KZN or wherever she's from. Drive to her mother. I'm going to see Porsche.
You guys have a very valuable
point. I know a lot.
And show the mother Lilizela ring there.
Very valid point.
I know a lot of people who are known, who have like nice, dope-ass cars and have accomplished great things. And myself included, but you'll never see me posting anything.
True. Mm. Very true. True.
So once you post for me, it's like, that's about our motor or winter. It's not like we're going to a mistake, guys. No matter how good something is, you are still doing it for the clicks.
Mm.
Let's say we'll save one another round. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But the fact you're recording it while doing it, because you can record something and not post it. But once you post it, no, now I'm trying to force.
And you've already have this whole thing orchestrated. There's people moving.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
When Kifilo Mabote allegedly faked her Lobola ceremony. Kwa orchestratiwa. Do you remember that video of her brushing the pool? The video of her brushing the pool.
Even allegedly, even the car.
Which car?
Wasn't hers. I don't know, it was a Bentley or something.
I wear a layer a gold nyana.
Yes, people were like, hey, actually motako. But she was posting with it like
consistently, yeah, so like, yeah, it has to be hers.
So girl, Lamoto. It was fake. But she's been driving it.
Exactly.
So,
she's very consistent with it. So it wouldn't make sense for her to be.
One thing I like about social media, you'll never know.
Until
you chill with the person,
and then you'll see it.
Because some of you guys think I'm short, bro. Until you chill with me, you'll realize. But I'm very short.
I was about to say.
Because also, you know, there was this Uber driver, right? And he was like to me, bro, these cars, at Kenya's, he's like, these cars, are they really like, did you put it? Usbonile mose garage.
How?
Zizo mose, ne? What, yeah, they're all there. Zipele landiti. What, yeah, dati, thank you. So, unbuzandon.
Case closed.
Like, zipelele. Ati, oh no, my cousin was saying that the dealership, you know, gives them the cars to like promote them. Who in their right mind would give a person a R8 to promote? Really?
Also for that time, for that long
for
time.
For that long. Like, please, guys, like, also, leave that guy alone. Leave
speaking
him alone.
On that issue, because Ubers ask very insensitive / sensitive questions sometimes. Doesn't Uber have like a customer privacy policy?
But now you're shame, but be curious. Mdana bantu, they understand the shame. He was curious.
Now I always draw the line when they say ask about you, and I'm like, no, now you're invading my personal life.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much for like you all for watching. Please do like, comment, share, subscribe.
We love you.
And please keep buying your tickets, guys.
Don't
please
forget, it was a new studio, guys. Sorry,
yeah,
man.
Please forgive us. Skawara. Next time, Skawara.
We love you. Kisses.
Love you. Bye. Trrr. Shitra.
Yeah, I can take.
Are you doing good with the taste that gives you bottomless what?
Go with the taste that makes you a winner.
Okay.
No,
don't say that. No. My guys, don't say that. Mara, guys.
Ah, ndiphendi lapho. That's wena. Sile. Hi, man. Oh, it's been in my head. Who is he talking about? What's he talking about? Okay, hi. Okay.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Luena, we're pure style.
Ha.
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
Yazi. Yo.
I'm a dude who started it, man.
Kabu teta kesi.
Why is it me who is in the number?
Because you were the one talking, but whom?
I was not the one talking.
It was Zile.
Bro, it was Sima.
No, it was your story. Butle Samlos.
Oh, we were talking about Kifilwe Mabote.
Oh, Kifilwe Mabote. Oh, it wasn't you talking, man.
Yeah.
Where are we? Oh, what's on your mind? You were saying what's on your mind.
Kunuki pirinyana, man.
Ile, yes.
What?
Of course. Logo.
Gan?
Didn't I say what's on your mind and then... Oh, okay.
Yeah, for continue it.
Shit.
Wanna chill at punch it to you, guys? Ah. Guys. And I'm the drunk one.
I'm not drunk.
Hey, man,
I'm
a bra. Hey, back on. Finally. You want to see a bunch? I want to see you. You, guys.